Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Larry, for opening the line this morning. And everybody off to a good start. Love the energy so far. And I'm here in sunny Phoenix with a special breakthrough training here at corporate, actually not at corporate, but at the Fairmont. And super excited to be spending 3 days with some amazing people, including David Wood. But I'd love to, I listened to yesterday's call with Papa Jimmy Smith. It was a fabulous call. And I'd love to just, first of all, take your shares, your takeaways, your wins, your victories. Who would like to get us started this morning?
Barbie will.
Thank you, Barbie.
I am so excited for my one gal, Kathy and Kevin Lewis, in our organization. They have a gal that they've been extremely working with, and she got the director, Crystal Director, on Saturday, and it's just I'm just so happy for them because they are going through some times where her husband Kevin hasn't been able to work, and Kathy keeps saying that this is the answer to our prayers, this is what's going to bring things around for us, and it's just wonderful to see how things are progressing for them and their team and all their hard work. And so I'm just really, really, really grateful for those young kids today.
That's awesome. Thank you, Barbie. And I just love how you uplift them and celebrate them. That's awesome. Thank you for your share. Who else would like to step out and share a win, a victory, or a takeaway from yesterday?
Hey, Sue, it's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Well, I mean, I always love listening to Papa Jimmy Smith. His message hasn't changed in all the years that he's been teaching and training us. And, you know, here we are at the beautiful Scottsdale Princess Hotel. I mean, missing having Jimmy here, but learning from the best of the best to, you know, create a unity of message so that no matter where people go to, whatever event that they attend across the country, across the planet, that they'll be insured and assured of getting the best training possible. So I feel tremendously privileged and honored to be included in this group of people and to see so many new people, half the room are new people that I haven't even heard of before. So it really tells me, you know, that possibility is there, and I'm here to be a student first.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Carolyn.
Welcome.
And I'm sure there's somebody else out there that would like to share a win, a victory. Any more new Crystal Directors in the group?
Well, this is Cindy. I'd like to share.
Thank you, Cindy.
You know, I'm just so grateful to be here, period, and to be surrounded by the people that even come to this call, let alone this whole company. And over the weekend, my son has been enrolled for quite a while. I just kind of describe him as somebody that's at the dance, but he's kind of clinging to the wall and not really coming out to play and to dance. But anyway, he went consultant this weekend, and because of the way he's got his account set up, he cycled 18 times.
Holy moly.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it was just very, very cool. And it was a Christmas gift for them because they're struggling with some illness right now. So it will cover some medication costs. But more than that, it was just really exciting. And I'm glad that he's hung in there, and I'm glad that I have hung in there and cast a vision, even though it's not totally accepted. You know, every little move makes a difference. So I'm very excited for him and for me.
Very good. And we're all excited for you as well, Cindy. That's awesome news. Congratulations. Congratulations. So this morning, we're going to have a short call because I've got to get ready to be in class. But what I would like to share is something that is really, really key for our future. And it's something that we were actually discussing here at this course. But I'd like to first bring you back to GoPro. And I'd like to just introduce some of the points that Joseph Mariano from the Direct Sellers Association brought to our attention. And he really talked about raising the professionalism, that this is a profession, and if we treat it like every other profession, consider this. Consider the years that a doctor studies, his code of ethics that he adheres to, the standards of operation that he adheres to. You know, the years of education, we're talking probably 10, 12 years for a doctor, post-secondary, depending on their area of expertise. And he really, or she, treat it like a, you know, highly respected and valued profession. We look at other professions. We think of a chartered accountant and the number of years of post-secondary and their level of professionalism when they're meeting with people and the words that they use, even just the standard of their building and their office and all of the effects that are in there. It's a profession that they have to meet very high standards to maintain their license to practice. I even think about my daughter. She's a nurse, and in her profession as a nurse, after 3 years of being home with her babies, she is considered to be retired because she has not been practicing her profession. So she could not walk into a hospital, to a clinic, anywhere today or tomorrow and expect to resume her role as a nurse. She would have to study again and write a new exam. So think about that when we think about network marketing. We think about isogenics in particular, and we think about, you know, what responsibility each one of us has to carry that torch and maintain a very professional, although we want to keep it personal, we want to have our own culture, but we want it to be very professional, have a high standard of operation. We want to be self-policing. So policing, self-policing. We want to watch what our behavior is in the marketplace. Particularly, we want to be extremely cautious that we are not making any false claims or even to allude to false claims. The direct seller, or us as network marketers, are the essence of the entrepreneur. I want you to consider that 1 billion people go to sleep every night hungry. In fact, there are people that are doing network marketing that live in jungles. We are fortunate to have the comfort of a home, many of us with a central heating system, many of us with, most of us, I would say, on this call and our friends and our friends' friends have that heating system if they live in a cold climate, have the air conditioning system if they live in a hot climate. They have a refrigerator, they have a stove, they have a washer and dryer, they have all of those conveniences. And people that are growing the fastest are some of the people in South America and in the jungle, and particularly in China is one of the fastest growing markets. About 16.8 million people in the United States are involved in our profession, in the Direct Selling Association. And 32.7 billion of the sales worldwide are in the United States. But honestly, guys, that is less than 1% of total retailing. We've got a huge gap. We've got a large market that we can be a part of, that we are a part of. And we're seeing that shift as more and more people engage in things like Cyber Monday. How many people on the call, I'm curious, would have participated in Cyber Monday? How many people on the call purchased one, two, a few, or all of the Christmas presents over the internet? you can see that shift that's happening. In our profession of network marketing and direct sales, we could double our sales and still be less than 2% of the total retailing dollar. That excites me, guys. That excites me to think that we've got a huge gap that we can start to take over. Now, with Joseph Mariani, he spoke more about the politics and the government regulations in the United States. However, the Direct Sellers Association is very busy clearing up misunderstandings in our marketplace. And it's unfortunate, but there are a few companies that have confused the public about what our profession is really about. So let's go back again to policing and self-regulation and ethics. And I want to just talk a little bit about how we in Isagenics can be more diligent as it relates to that self-policing. Let's talk about compliance and why compliance is absolutely critical. You know, I think about the brand new person that just started with Isagenics and how they are looking out over the horizon. They're looking for a place that they can hold on to, that they can build their dream with. I look at Carolyn and, you know, 10 years with Isagenics and the incredible business and network that she has built, and it all is at risk if we do not personally take responsibility for adhering to our compliance. And what does that mean? That means as an individual is to self-police. What are you putting up in your Facebook posts? What are you saying when you don't think anyone is listening? How are you presenting at an in-home, on your training calls, and at your opportunity meetings? Do you know where to find the disclaimer about our health, about our product? And do you know where to find the disclaimer about the income opportunity? If you don't, I would encourage you to ask somebody or to go looking for it. Google it. Isagenics compliance. Isagenics product disclaimer. Isagenics income disclaimer. And do you have to read that disclaimer verbatim? No. But you have to be certain that you disclose the essence of what that disclaimer is. I'm often asked, either on a three-way call, an in-home presentation, or a one-on-one, can Isagenics benefit somebody who has blah, 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 blah? And I say, well, that's a medical condition, and I just want you to be very clear. Isagenics is food. We do not treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure. What we do, though, is we provide optimal nutrition to help the body to function at its peak level. The body is a miracle, and it will do what it needs to do to help your body to be, you know, to function, as I said before, at a peak level. You know, I'm often asked a lot of questions, you know, particular medications, et cetera, et cetera, if I'm on a three-way call, and I make it very clear. Your responsibility and my responsibility is to direct you to your healthcare professional. When you see that person, make it clear to them, please, that you are starting a new wellness program and that you would like to be monitored. Based on their code of ethics, they must monitor the person. You can't go into a medical doctor and ask what their opinion is because they're not allowed to give you an opinion about the food. So it's really important to point them in the direction of being monitored on a consistent basis and to watch for any changes if their weight starts to change rapidly so that they can be aware that medication may need, and I say may need, to be adjusted. That will be dependent on what your doctor feels. Excuse me, I think somebody might be on the monitor line that's shuffling papers or doing dishes. If you don't mind star 6-ing, that would be great. So keep that in mind, folks. And also, let's take a look at the income statement. You know, we're seeing some people rise very rapidly in isogenics, and it can make the appearance as though it was a get-rich-quick scheme. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Everything that we do is going to take work. It's going to take consistency and persistence. It's going to take learning skills. And if somebody comes in with a lot of experience in the profession of network marketing, they may already have their systems down pat, their systems for inviting, their systems for showing information, their systems for follow-up, their systems for closing, their systems for getting new people started. They may already have that and a really strong understanding, so they may see a very rapid growth. But the average person is looking at a 7 to 10 year length of time before they're going to see the kind, you know, multiple six-figure income if they are still doing daily methods of operation. They're connecting, following up, and inviting people to get started and showing them that system of getting started. So let's be responsible, guys, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you know, I want to see isogenics. First and foremost, I can't imagine living without the products every day of my life. I can't imagine my family not having the products. I can't imagine having to go back and try to reconsider what career option I would have when I'm close to retirement or, you know, the normal retirement age. So, again, take this seriously. If you see somebody in your team that's posting things that are using medical or implied, you know, reference to isogenics being their cure-all, please, you know, be respectful, but connect, reach out to them and say, do you mind either taking your post down or editing your post in such a way, and here's why. We have to be viciously, well, no, I don't like to use that word, but we have to be extremely, extremely protective of what we have, guys, because as we grow bigger, we're going to become a bigger target for people in the marketplace to try to take us down. So, Larry, I'm going to ask you to open the call up, and I'd really like to hear some takeaways and what people are willing to do and what people have been doing about what we've just chatted about. So do you mind opening up, Larry?
Hey, Susan.
Hey.
This is Stephen from
Hi,
Mesa.
Hi, Stephen.
My takeaway is I like what you say about the importance of the compliance. It's just showing the integrity and I can't find the words of what isogenics really is all about and how important it is to keep that integrity and that line of thinking of what a great system we have. And I appreciate the way that you put it and going out and being responsible and letting people know that keeping it compliant. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Steve.
Barbie Lee.
Hi, Barbie Lee.
Hi, good morning. I love compliance. It's one of my favorite words for a couple of reasons, because if we talk about it a lot, we know that the company is always going to be here because people are going to go, what's compliance? So keep saying it. So every conversation, compliance, they'll go, what's that? You go, oh, my God, let me tell you. So it's really exciting. So I love this topic. But one of the things that's very, very cool that I do with any new member that I'm working with, whether it's my personally enrolled or somebody in my team, as soon as they start, you know, experiencing things, I have them start writing it down. So they say, oh, my God, I lost X amount of pounds in so many days. I said, no, let's write this down. In my first little while, I lost so many pounds. Oh, I like that. And so they write it down. So before, I don't say, hey, it's compliance. I start training right from the very first time and explaining about, you know, not putting isogenics in your Facebook post simply because it builds curiosity. Not because, you know, I don't want to explain, oh, but if you say something wrong, then it's compliant, blah, blah, blah. I just say, you know what, it just builds curiosity. So it's all about how we present, you know. So when my new guys are so excited, because I want them to talk, I want them to share, I want them to post on Facebook, I want them to tell people in their office, but I also want them to do it so that, you know, we can do this again next week.
Amen. Well said, Barbie. Thank you.
Hi, Sue. Terry here in Halifax.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Fabulous. Thank you.
It's a fabulous boy. You put a whole bunch of things in a real nice, tidy nutshell there. And to remind us that, you know, this isn't a quick money-making thing. It takes work. It takes learning the systems. It takes making the calls and the follow-up. And it's not quick, but it's wonderful. And the other thing that you mentioned that got me excited, you mentioned how excited you were about, you know, we only have maybe 1% of the retail market. And I thought, well, yeah, 1% of the retail market, but we sell wholesale. And so that it creates an extra little bit of leverage for us to say that we can actually have our associates, customers buy wholesale.
Good point. Thank you for that.
So thank you.
Thank you. Awesome.
This is Cindy. I'd like to contribute. There's a, you know, the beauty of having all of these Facebook groups is a resource. It's fantastic. On the flip side, loose lips sink ships. And if you cruise through these, and I do regularly because I just like to stay informed about what's going on, that's a place where it's pretty obvious that some people might be brought in without this kind of discussion about compliance. And with a good heart and good intent, they're posing questions that are even, what do I want to say, could raise a red flag. And, you know, mentioning diagnoses and do people have experience with other cleansers on this with this particular diagnosis, it would be, you know, we have so many places to discuss that without it being on a Facebook group. You know, we have resources in our upline and across line. We have Dr. Ina. We have just so many confidential places where that could be discussed. And, you know, sometimes I do take time to mention that, and other times I just kind of shrug and move on. But I really feel like, you know, that's a resource I don't want to see us lose is all those Facebook groups. So that's my point.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said, Cindy, about loose lips sink ships. I'm going to use that line. Thank you, girlfriend. I love it. And whether that's loose lips being the audible word or the written word, and, you know, even being extremely cautious, even when we're doing a three-way call or a training call, we don't know who's recording what we're saying. We don't know who's sitting beside us at Starbucks, whether there's somebody that could be, you know, from a competing company or from a government agency that is just waiting to shut us down. I mean, there wouldn't be too many Starbucks in North America or even around the world where people don't know that network marketers hang out. So, I mean, you know, conversations are overheard, and we want to be extremely cautious. So thank you for your contribution. And I agree wholeheartedly about Facebook groups. It's like, guys, come on. You know, can we not just talk about they're having lower digestive discomfort? They're having upper digestive discomfort. You know, they're concerned about, you know, this or that, but don't use the medical term when you're referencing it back to them. The words coming back out of our mouth want to be words that are teaching our newest person right from that first conversation.
Sue, it's Maura.
Hi, Maura.
I'm going to kind of tag on to what you've just brought up. I'm so passionate about keeping the language compliant. And, I mean, we don't need to exaggerate anything with Isagenix. The products do the work for us. And people can go to Isoproduct, Isagenix Health. They can go on the different things to see before and after photos. Well, that was interesting. And so I take it further. I want to protect the nutritional industry. I want to protect direct selling. And when I go to a number of networking events, and I'm always listening to the pitch, to the 30-second story that another network marketer will use to kind of introduce themselves, at a roundtable, where they're telling what their company is, what they do, and what the product does. And so often I hear people that they don't understand the importance of being compliant with their product. They haven't been coached at all. I mean, I'm so proud of the way Isagenix is so clear about this and continually reminding us about compliance, because other companies, I don't think, do the same work to train their people. And so what I will sometimes do, because I want to protect this, I will go up to that person afterwards quietly and I'll say, do you mind if I offer you a couple of suggestions to help you share this more effectively, the product that you are passionate about? And I will explain to them, well, for starters, the FDA does not approve food, and we never make claims related to a disease. We talk about the benefits in terms of physical comfort or discomfort, as, you know, prior to it, but we never name a condition. We go around it. And I said, if Health Canada has approved your product, then by all means, share that. But don't confuse people with making medical claims around something that is food. And, you know, if you're open to learning more, I'm happy to help you with that. But I just wanted to help you be more effective and to help you protect your company. And always they are grateful because they really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Maura. Thank you. And you're right. It is.
Yeah. Of course,
to protect our entire.
I'm sorry, Sue. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, of course, that's also a door opener for me in some cases, because then I say to them, if you'd like, I can show you how we share, without needing to exaggerate, something that is life-changing products with a matching opportunity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Every negative, it can always be turned into a positive.
Absolutely, for sure. It really can. And it's, I love how you stated that. And Jim Cooper even said that, you know, we do, sorry, Richard Strike, we have great products and we don't need or want to oversell them. Allow people the experience. They've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. And when people experience it, you know, and if properly coached through the system, if they're not overwhelmed when they get started, they will have amazing results. So we want to be really effective, we want to be compliant, and we want to continue to grow bigger. And, you know, the future is so exciting and so unlimited. So I'm going to wrap this up unless there's one more person that's just itching to step out and share.
Sue, it's Glenn.
Hi, hon.
The also compliant is it's in-house. How we talk to associates. And how we introduce it, like you'll hear in different other organizations and sometimes possibly in our own organization where people are turning around and say, our business, my group is working so much better than some other person's group. That's not compliant. And
I agree, Glenn. That's a level of professionalism. And it's really unfortunate that, we've seen a little bit of that happening where, you know, maybe people are feeling threatened that the market's not big enough, that when we look at the size of the marketplace that we have available to us, there is abundance around us. And often terms like that come from somebody that has a concern over scarcity instead of abundance. And, you know, things like, well, you know, our team gets people to six figures in 6 months. You should have joined us. You know, things like that, that I've heard those kind of grumblings, those kind of statements in the marketplace, guys. And if you've heard it, put an end to it. If you've participated in it, put an end to it. Because we are all one team building one dream. And it's key that we, you know, hold on to the integrity in all areas of our profession. So thank you for that contribution, Glenn. And I am going to say thank you for joining me today. I'm looking forward to having Carolyn here tomorrow. And I'm not sure she's still on the call, wants to share what she's going to share. But honestly, it's always a great call with Carolyn at the helm. So have a fabulous day, guys. Go out and connect with people. And every conversation, be teaching your team about compliance. Have a fabulous day.
Thanks, Sue. I look forward to